today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm not wound up. I actually get to speak for once. Between you and Rob, this is usually how I sound.
All right,
hear me because I'm in a corner.
Oh, okay.
Nobody puts baby here in the corner.
All right, very good.
So when you're shredding, what type of safety mechanisms do you have when you're blind?
As far as I was concerned, all that was taken care of. Nothing to be concerned about. Just pick where you want to have some dinner, pal. You know, let's not make this difficult.
Pal?
It's early, Mike. I'm sorry. I forgot to use Your Highness.
Oh, if you're coming to D.C., I know I got to call our friends up the street. I got to figure out, is Sarita going to get you a solid
thing,
room?
That's a work thing.
Yeah, but
that
Mike,
is a work
a
thing, and that is a hotel.
You're a grown man. You should be able to book your own room. I'm willing to do it for you. You know what I mean?
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Wide open Wednesday on the Mike O'Mara Show. We have a special call right to begin today, and this is very exciting as we go to Brazil and say hi to Nathan in Brazil. What time is it in Brazil right now, Nathan?
Mike, it's only 10 a.m. here.
10 a.m. in Brazil. So we're just an hour behind you in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. How are things in Brazil? Are you on Ipanema Beach?
I'm not. I'm in the middle of Sao Paulo.
Are you in a favela?
Luckily, not in a favela.
Okay. That's about it for... Olympic venues? Are you at one of the Olympic stadiums?
I'm not, no.
I'm trying to get all my knowledge of Brazil. Oh, wait. Hold on, Nathan. Are you up on that mountain with Jesus?
Jesus Mountain.
Are you on Jesus Mountain?
No. Not on Jesus Mountain or Sugarloaf, no.
Okay, not Sugarloaf.
So, Mike, you have all the respectful, landmarks and icons of Brazil. I know the dregs of society. I'm well aware of one icon that we never really talk about unless I bring him up, and his name's Mike in Brazil. Not Mike O'Mara, but Mike in Brazil.
Who is Mike in Brazil?
And this gentleman, you know that bus that picks up, that used to pick up women? I think they're still in business. And,
the bang bus?
Oh, Mike, I don't like talking about that. It's early in the morning. People are eating their breakfast.
Oh, okay. So you're talking about porn.
No, I'm talking about adult entertainment. Porn's a harsh word.
Porn is porn, Oscar.
Yes.
Don't sugarcoat it.
And this gentleman seems to...
By the way, Wide Open Wednesday. I want to make sure that the lines are open at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Call us right now. I like to get calls on Wide Open Wednesday. We only have 3 in the queue, and I want to have 4. That's what I require. Go ahead, Oscar.
Now that we know what Mike O'Mara wants, let's talk about what we want. So you're in Brazil, and I've always wondered, if I went to Rio de Janeiro, if I went to Brazil, would I ever see Mike in Brazil and his antics?
Oscar, I've been on a search day and night for Mike in Brazil just for you, but I've yet to find him. But I found lots of women that could possibly be in his van, though.
Yeah, I liken it to when you look at where in the world is Waldo, one of those tapestries. You're like, is that Waldo? I think that guy works with Waldo. That girl works with, but that's not Waldo,
Nathan,
right?
Nathan, Oscar's sitting in Rob's seat right now, so it's kind of weird looking at him straight on with his hat because he looks like he would, if he was in one of Mike from Brazil's pornos, it would be Mike from Brazil. And the motorcycle club, also known as the Mayans, that's what it would be today. Nathan, we've been babbling along. What's going on? What do we owe this phone call this morning?
No, I just wanted to call and say hi, good morning. Usually, I'm in Southern California, so I'm up in Adam, and just wanted to hi.
Oh, that's wonderful. That. And, you know, the women in Brazil are beautiful, beautiful, beautiful women. And I just want to apologize to all of them on behalf of Oscar Santana, who has who only can objectify the women based on Mike in Brazil. Is that the name of the porn series that you watch? Is it called
again,
Mike in
this
Brazil?
This is not safe
where
for
he
work.
Meets women on the, when he
treats them like gold. He takes them out on boats. Yachts.
Yeah,
he's got
one
beautiful
reason.
Homes
and one reason only. And let me ask you a question, Nathan. Are you a single guy in Brazil?
I'm not. No, I'm actually here visiting my wife's family. She's Brazilian.
Oh, see, how
even,
do you feel now?
Even better.
How do you feel?
He's
now,
undercover. I love
oh,
it.
Oh, so your wife is Brazilian?
Yes, she is.
Wow,
that's man, she must be beautiful.
Yeah.
Does she have a large family?
And yeah. They're all here in Sao Paulo, though.
Why do you say they're all here in Sao Paulo, though? Like they're not in Rio? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they're just yeah.
So, all right, you're breaking up. Well, have a great time, and my best and my most sincere apologies to your wife's family at the yes, porn bus or whatever Oscar was talking about.
It's a charter.
Let's go to Brad.
Not a bus.
Let's go to Brad in Hilton Head, South Carolina. Brad, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome to a Wide Open Wednesday, my friend.
Good morning, gentlemen. I was calling because I got the notification on my app. And as much as I hate to do it, I have to ask for some advice from one Oscar Santana.
Oh, I love this. God. The show is starting. Rob leaves, and it's all about me.
All right. Let's do it. Go ahead. Ask away there, Brad. That's what we're here for.
So I have a bit of an issue. I have a lovely, beautiful, wonderful girlfriend that I'm about to move in with. She's about 25, so she's 12 years younger than I am. And I work out probably 6 to 7 times a week trying to keep it tight, as Oscar says. And I've noticed recently since we are going to move in together that my beautiful girlfriend is perhaps not keeping it as tight.
God, this is like the misogyny hour. We had Mike in Brazil, and now we move on to this phone call.
Okay, you've entered into Thunderdome, sir. This is what I like to call. This is what really tests the mettle of every man that's trying to make it happen with a younger woman. We can't all be famous and talented like Mike and let those things speak for themselves. Some of us need more, right? You clearly need more.
Thank you for the compliment.
You do your job. You expect her to do her job. This is a sheer cut way without being a jerk, but you get to signal to your partner that
I weigh in?
Yeah, well, can I share mine first?
Yes, go ahead.
I gave you all the compliments.
Disgusting. Yes, go ahead.
So you're probably really in this nice space where you still love each other and I guess happily call snuggle when you would be together in bed. Do this move when you turn her, like you want to switch positions in bed. You put her on top of you and then hold that position and just make a groan sound because – you don't have to say that she's heavy, but she feels a little heavier than she did when you first started dating.
Do you have the misogyny alarm there? Do you have your own misogyny alarm? Thank you. Thank you. He knew where that one was. He was prepared for that one.
A moan in my stress and trying to put her on top of me and not in a different regard.
Yes, and she'll say what, and then you'll say nothing, and then that'll haunt her all night.
Brad, let me interject here. This is disgusting. Let me just tell you, Brad, beauty is only skin deep. And you really should realize that the person inside that body that may have picked up half a pound or something might be going through a moment or two. My wife, let me just make this point to you, both of you.
You
pigs.
Have never had to groan. Your I wife is a 10 out of 10.
I am aware of that. And my wife tolerates me. And that's fine. And it's not just about looks. It's about the person, okay? It's about the wonderful person. That's what truly counts.
She is 26. This is, and again, sir, thank you for the call. This is classic trade craft for every misogynist out there. You have to signal without being a jerk that things are changing. And the difference between a woman who's 125 to 135, those are continents apart.
Oh, stop
right?
it.
Remember,
behave yourself,
be
Brad.
Careful, sir.
Brad, let me ask Brad a question. Brad, this is Mike here. I have to ask you a question. Is she a wonderful woman?
Yes, she is fantastic, beautiful inside and out.
Good. Then don't worry about it. Okay, let her get up to 225. Let's go to San Fermin.
Triplets.
Let's go to Sanford, Maine, and say hi to Rob. Rob in Sanford, Maine, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome to Wide Open Wednesday, Rob.
Hey, what's going on, Bob?
Oh, how you doing there? Well, you know, I've had a problem with, I got to tell you something, Rob. I've had a problem with my hot water heater.
Jesus Christ, you got to go up 302. Just be careful. Ain't got no shoulders up there.
That's really difficult because, you know, he came out here and he told me he was a plumber that actually worked on boilers. And so with my oil heater that feeds the pump, and then the pump, it's still not, there's been black smoke coming out of the vent inside of the house. And then when I got in my shower today, unfortunately, I turned down the hot water and there was hot water there, Rob. But it wasn't the kind of hot water that I'm accustomed to. Normally, it runs a lot more hot and it lasts a lot longer. So this fella said he's going back up to Bangor, and he wasn't going to be able to come back down and see me for another week or so. And so I hesitated to call him, but my wife didn't. So she called him, and then late in the day yesterday when she took another shower, she said it was still bad, and she called him again. Now he didn't answer the call. So, well, Jesus Christ, Rob, I'm afraid I might be scaring that guy away.
Jesus, sounds like a wicked pisser, Bob.
Yeah, it's a wicked pisser. Well, anything else we can do from you, Rob, from Sanford?
Mike, I just wanted to call and say that I appreciate everything you guys do. I'm an active duty service member in the military, and I've been sticking with you guys since you've been on the podcast. And it's gotten to the point where the wife refuses to drive with me in the car most days because I try to play you guys in between the dueling Michael McDonald's and the, Dick Queasy. I appreciate it. I bring you guys when I go out to sea. And, I just wanted to thank you for everything you do.
Well, same thank to you, you right sir, back yeah. at you. That's wonderful. And I feel for all you guys that are doing this right now, because we, I don't know if you've noticed or been reading news headlines. It's a bit of a crazy world we're living in right now, Rob. Where are you off to next? Do you know where your next duty will take you? Are you going to be at sea?
I will be at a shore command, thank God. I'll still be involved with seagoing opportunities and items, so it'll be interesting. I'll still be involved with that.
Well, stay safe and thank you so thank much you. And I mean it when we get I love calls like this, especially from people that are active duty. It's wonderful, and keep up the good work, and we sincerely appreciate the service. Let's go to Preston from Redline, Pennsylvania. Preston, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome to Wide Open Wednesday.
Thank you, Mike, and good morning. My favorite day of the week. Yay!
Yay, Wide Open Wednesday. That's fantastic, yay. Preston.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Preston, are you doing a voice?
is this the real Preston we're listening to right now?
Yes, sir. But I have a radio voice, too, if you want to hear that.
Let's, sure, you know, Preston, not? I would love to hear your, hey, Preston, before we do that, can I just, I rarely do this with Wide Open Wednesday callers. Can I get a little description of you, Preston? Can I get your statistics since we'd love to know?
Oh, sure. I should have done this last year when I first called in, but I'm 23. I am a visually impaired.
All right.
I do volunteer work at my local library every couple weeks. And I am actively on the job hunt for a part-time clerical or...
Oh, wow.
Well, God bless you. Did you say you were, you know, and now, I now well, Preston, now that you've made me feel awful, I have to say this. I know you don't feel awful. You're not...
Well,
you
not because I'm not soulless.
Your soul is full
I think
of
we're
gadgets.
Being worked.
You do?
Yes, sir. You do volunteer work at the library?
Yes, sir.
What type of work do you do?
I help the library staff with stamping free books and shredding papers, and I also help out with their friends of the library too, going out in the community and having bingos and stuff like that.
I may be completely off base here, but
I want you to behave yourself. Oh, no, I'm curious.
Mike, I'm not wound up. I actually get to speak for once. Between you and Rob, this is usually how I sound.
All right,
I usually don't hear me because I'm in a corner.
Oh, okay.
Nobody puts baby here. In the corner.
All right, very good.
So when you're shredding, what type of safety mechanisms do you have when you're blind? That's dangerous.
Basically, how I do it is I find the paper and then I put it, I find where the slot goes in and then I leave my hand go once.
Okay.
I put the paper in the shredder.
So you don't get too close?
No.
Okay, just want to confirm, because that seems dangerous. You understand where I'm coming from, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And how long have you been listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, Preston?
I've been listening to your podcast ever since about, I think, last year, actually. I found you guys on podcast.
Well, we are delighted to have you
welcome
with us.
To the family.
You said you had a radio voice that you wanted to try. You want to try your radio voice?
Sure.
All right, lay it on us, Preston. Ladies and gentlemen, from WWWW, here's the Preston Show. Take it away, Preston.
Yes. Good morning. You found the most authentic and funny show on the podcast wave. It's the Mike O'Mara Show, starring Mike O'Mara, Rob Speedwack, and Oscar Santana. And now, live and in living color, here's Mike.
That's awesome.
That was
sir-ray.
So
that's
sweet.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is why is that not working? Why is my soundboard not working today? Oh, damn it. I really wanted to do something for Preston, but it doesn't seem to be working. So I apologize. Preston, you rock. Thank you very much for calling, and we appreciate it, my friend.
Tell all your blind friends.
Oh, I got one question. One more quick question.
Yes, lay it on us, Preston. Go ahead.
Are you guys taking any drops, you know, like listener drops?
All the time. That's the only way the show works.
I'll be happy to send you one. Just send it to Rob.
Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Gotcha. I will take care of that sometime today.
Perfect. Right,
very good.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. That's wonderful. Thank you, Preston.
Very
we
sweet.
Appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
Still concerned about the shredder, but
that's
just move on.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
Jeff, hey, Pony, how come like my... My soundboard's not working, and when I try to unmute it on my computer, it's I know, that's why. Hold on. All right, I'm going to do it. I'm going to reload it.
Reload.
Let's go to Jeff in Charlotte, North Carolina. Jeff, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I don't really want to follow Preston, but I guess I will.
Do you have a radio voice?
I don't know. That's the best I got.
I think you sound fantastic. Maybe if I plug this in. I wanted to do this for Preston.
Yes.
I wanted to play the jingle. The Preston Show. All right. Anyway, Jeff, what can we do for you, my friend?
I have a house/travel question.
All right. Lay it on us.
I want to buy a house. It's an hour away from where I work. Is it worth it? Should I do it?
I, as someone who has throughout my career driven many, many, many miles, I always was a believer in, I can really speak with authority on this. I was always a believer in getting more house for your money and living outside, living further away is really worth it. And let me explain this. All right. That was a huge mistake that I made in my life. Let me tell you why. So back in the day, I bought a house out in Haymarket, Virginia, and I got a huge house for the money. If I bought that house in closer, it would have been an S show. I would have been tapped out. Here's why I should have taken that financial risk, to buy the house closer. If you buy the house closer, when you eventually lose your job, as we all do, when you are eventually fired, you can move that house quicker because it's closer. Houses in better neighborhoods that are closer to the places where you work sell faster. So assume the risk, the financial risk at this stage in time while you're gainfully employed so that when you have to move that house, it's not an effing Haymarket where you have to wait 6 years for it to sell. That's my financial advice. Did that help you at all, Jeff?
I think so.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm glad it did.
And sound
I'm
advice.
Now, I guess I will not pull the trigger.
What I'm saying is if you get like the townhouse or the smaller domicile, and as I enter my 60th year, I think about things like this. I think about, hey, Mike, you know, when you were a baby DJ, what if you'd lived in a townhouse? What if you'd lived in a little condo close to work and not had to go through that stress of that ridiculous commute because you wanted to be Johnny Suburban. You might hear a little bitterness in my voice right now, but if I didn't have to be Johnny Suburban, if I didn't have to live like, you know, I was living in Monticello, perhaps that maybe my life now would be a little more manageable. You know what I mean? That's kind of the way I look at it. And you know, when I finally did get closer, a suburb that was relatively closer, not all that much, but Manassas, when I sold, you know how I sold my house in Manassas? Someone actually sent us a letter and said they had seen the house and they wanted to buy it. I never put a for sale sign in my front yard. It was the easiest transaction that I've ever had. Now, my house up in Maine, if I ever decide to sell this house, it'll be 14 years before the house sells. So, see, after all that, I've made the same mistake again. Jeff, I really hope that was in some way helpful to you.
It was. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Let's go. Hey, it's time for Mo's Stock Tip of the Day,
yes,
ladies and gentlemen.
I've got that.
I'm very, very excited on Wide Open Wednesday to get Mo's Stock Tip of the Day. Look at Oscar Santana flying through that audio board. Hey, Mo, what is our stock tip today, my friend?
Baidu, B-I-D-U.
Baidu.
This has been Mo's Stock Tip of the Day.
Thank you so very much. I appreciate that. Great calls today. Let's get our last one before we start the show,
all right,
ladies and gentlemen. Eric from Winchester, Virginia. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show on Wide Open Wednesday. Hello, Eric. What can we do for you?
Hey, guys. Mike, I have a question for you about fixing the printer.
Yes.
Well, I'm a man of larger carriage, and I have back issues. And, you know, the actual process of fixing the printer is not a problem. But when it comes to... let's say adding paper to the printer, I have to maneuver myself in some positions. Sometimes it isn't very comfortable, and it's kind of difficult to add paper to the
right.
printer.
Right.
Wondering if you, with your hip issues, had issues like that yourself.
Well, I did. You know, right after the hip surgery, of course, you have to. Fortunately, I was never in need of the wand. Which is something we used to talk about on the old Don and Mike show. The wand was never really, really necessary.
They make a wand for printers?
They make a wand for paper, for putting paper in the printer, if you know what I mean. It helps you get a little more flexibility. What I really think I can tell you this, hang up and listen. I will finish this with, I think it's really, really important for you to know, sir, that, you'll be able to help yourself, but, you'll always be uncomfortable unless you're a freak of nature and one arm happens to be longer than the other. Thank you very much.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hey, what's this lying around shit?
Well, what the hell is supposed to do, you moron?
What the f***, Captain to the Delta, I used to know. Where's the spirit? Where's the guts, huh? This could be the greatest night of our lives. But you're gonna let it be the worst.
Oh, we're afraid to go with you, Pluto. We might get in trouble.
Well, just kiss my ass from now on! Not me! I'm not gonna take this! Warner, he's a dead man! Marmalade, dead! Niedermeyer!
Dead! Pluto's right. Psychotic, but absolutely right. We gotta take these bastards. Now, we could fight them with conventional weapons. That could take years and cost millions of lives. No. In this case, I think we have to go all out. I think this situation absolutely requires a really futile and stupid gesture be done on somebody's part.
We're just the guys to do it.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
From our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., in the Podcast Village Studios, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide radio show and podcast with a loyal following of listeners who get it And if you are listening right now, you do too. TMOS is always ready to hear from you with our weekly mailbag and our wide open Wednesday phone calls. Good ones today. Our show is an interactive experience, and we love our audience participation. So please let us hear from you all over the world. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. He who hesitates is lost. Sound advice, especially when you are talking finances. Listen up, hesitators. The Fed has announced 5 more rate hikes in the next 2 years, so you better get moving. They sound like that guy at Christmas time. You better get moving. If you hesitate, you lose. So you got to lock in now while rates are still super low, and you can get cash out for any reason. Debt consolidation, a divorce buyout, eliminating PMI, home improvement, a chocolate fountain, a solid brass baby pool. Anything. Cornerstone First Financial is a direct lender with their own money and the ability to meet any competitor's estimate. You see, Cornerstone has a certain amount of money that they have to clear off their warehouse line each month, and they do this by offering the absolute lowest rates, whether it's a purchased, refi, or debt consolidation. Plus, you can get pre-approved before you work with an agent so you know what you qualify for, just like so many TMOS listeners have done before you. I promise you, Cornerstone First Financial will give you sound advice. Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. Personal attention from application to closing, licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, Florida, Colorado, and Georgia. Don't wait. Now is the time to call Cornerstone First Financial. Now, since you have shaved the head,
yes,
since you have shorn your locks, you are growing back your hair, correct?
That's actually up in the air right now.
Really?
Yes.
Because why are you wearing, you have not been the baseball cap wearing guy, and today you are. And I'm just kind of curious that, by the way, that is a very, very cool hat. I cannot see the logo. It's like a teardrop shape. What is the?
It's a Volcom hat. It's not age appropriate. Volcom is for extreme sports. I would say 20 somethings.
Where did you acquire the hat?
I went to Amazon.com, Mike.
Oh, you want? So did you get it when you shaved the head to get a hat that a specific hat?
My wonderful wife said, look, if you're going to do this bald head thing and if you think you look like The Rock, at least get some hats.
Like, okay, so you selected this hat for you.
This has actually been a bone of contention with the shaved head is, do you know what a dad hat is, Mike?
I've heard the term. Okay. There's the trucker hat, the dad hat, the traditional baseball
hat. And there's
cap.
Like a fitted flat brim hat, right?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that I was just a dad hat type of guy. I was like, I guess I got to wear a dad hat, right?
Now, because is a dad hat a traditional baseball
cap? Yeah, it's a traditional baseball cap with the brim completely
turned down,
right? For you men out there, you understand that.
You can call it a dad hat. You know what I call it? I call it the proper way to wear a hat. That's the way I refer to it. Okay? I'm not these baseball players that have to leave the brim completely flat, juxtaposed at an angle. Maybe I'm a dad, okay? You pull the hat down and you curve the brim down so that it blocks the sun's rays. That's what the hat was designed for. It's my opinion. Sorry.
Okay. That's fair, but I thought I was a dad hat guy. I'm 40 years old. It was going to be hard for me to pull off a fairly flat brimmed hat.
Yeah.
But I ordered one.
It's kind of a youth move.
Out of all the hats I've ordered, there was one, this hat, that was flat brimmed.
Okay.
And I said, well, this is probably not going to work out, but for the price, let's just see what happens.
Now, that's not, if I'm looking at the brim right now, it looks like the brim is slightly turned down.
It's because I've been doing that.
Which is the proper way to do it.
Yeah, but can I tell you something? The hat on looks the sides. Fantastic. It's almost like blinders,
great.
Right?
It looks great on
so
you.
So even
looks
if
fantastic.
It was flat brimmed, I was shocked because I've never been a hat guy.
Right.
Now,
I never see you wear hats.
Some may think that now I could be a cast member. Let's say his name may be Puppet on American Me? I look more and more like a gangster every day.
This is the most gangster. You have the black T-shirt. You are wearing the black hat. You have the dark black.
Yes.
You've shaved the rest of your beard. So now you just have the Van Dyke beard.
Yeah.
You look seriously like you would be on the, well, I was watching Animal Kingdom last night and the young boy goes into the gang headquarters where they've all got their shotguns and you could be sitting there in back of the main guy. Really, really terrific. By the way, in those shows, I think they use like guys that are really in the life, because there's an authenticity Animal Kingdom.
Absolutely. Now, if HBO's Crashing needed a 35-year-old gangster that's on the radio, maybe the guy, right?
No, they need a guy that resembles a 50-year-old DJ. Now, Rob is up in New York today. Yes. He is taping his special, and he will be back hopefully tomorrow. What do you think the odds of him coming back? You know they're going to finish their work today, right?
Yes.
We get the excuse call? What time this afternoon do we get the excuse call so for his extra day?
I would like to highlight something before we get into that conversation. It's actually it's going to address what you just asked. Okay. Is I'm on the TMS fan club page this morning, checking in, seeing what people are doing, seeing what else is being talked. And there's a long thread about Mike being a monster. How dare he not let Mike have Rob have 2 days in New York to be a star? He's jealous. How dare he?
Right.
Look, people, we are prepared for 2 days of shows without Rob. We have two soundboards for 2 days. You think Mike's going to say, get off the set and get home? No, he's not.
No.
But what caused that 2 day, if you're listening, instead of judging and pouncing, what caused that problem is that we realized that they're only shooting for 1 day, and he automatically took 2 days.
That's kind of where we were with that. And, you know, as I explained yesterday on the show, it's been a bit of a month.
Yeah, but we're not monsters.
With our
behind
the scenes.
Let us be monsters before you attack us.
Well, we've been dealing with an awful lot of behind the scenes stuff. So it's been very, very frustrating with shows being put up in a certain way that we didn't like, and it was a little difficult. So you know what? Under normal circumstances, without a lot going on, we really wouldn't make a big deal. But we kind of were feeling after all this, it was. There are good times to Amscray, and then there are others.
All hands on deck.
So I did not see that thread. I understand. So the
I went to your defense. I wrote a paragraph saying, "You jerk stores."
It probably was started by somebody I blocked because I didn't see it.
But I like addressing them head on with logic, Mike. Logic.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. I understand.
If anything, when people
they're the haters
see that.
Out there, the mobbers don't like me. That's it. And you know, when we're tough on Pony, or we're tough on Rob, or we're tough on any of us, it goes to me too. People will.
Why
jump
doesn't
on
anybody
me.
Defend Mike?
Because
all we do is make fun of him.
Well, nobody attacks him though.
I attack him all the time.
Well, I guess because Mike is he's a tough guy. You know, you can't attack Mike.
Yes, you can.
His feelings get hurt all the time.
My feelings are hurt. You know when my feelings are hurt? When shows are put up that sound like that's when my feelings get hurt.
Absolutely.
When the shows get put up like that.
So you
it's very frustrating. You know when my feelings get hurt? When two of the five spots that we are supposed to have printed for the show, when they're not loaded properly, that's when my feelings get hurt. That's when my feelings get hurt. But I didn't know that was a whole thread, that was a whole thing about that, you know, with him. And I thought it was, it is what it is, and I jealous of him getting this gig. No, I just wish that it had happened at a time when we weren't trying to fix so many things. The timing and Rob would be the first to admit that the timing was terrible.
Yeah,
and because of that, you and I both were. You know, we were not in the normal position would be, oh, my God, what a great opportunity. I said to him multiple times on air and off air that this is fantastic for the show to talk about
great
it.
For him.
To it's great for Sarah Fraser that they were doing that. This is why having all these people come to Podcast Village and do different shows, lots of opportunities like this pop up for people. And we've all had opportunities come to us through that. And it's a good thing. The timing, though. All right. I'm going to try to create a hypothetical situation here. Okay.
So you walk into a room.
Let me see. Okay. I'm going to put it in. Let's say you're a car salesman.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And you're a car salesman who, no, that's not going to work.
What about Bobby Bolivia?
Bobby Bolivia. Yes. This is the analogy I'm trying to get here. All right. You're an offensive lineman in the NFL.
Okay.
And you're at training camp.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And you're a defensive tackle.
Yes.
And during the training camp,
I'm following.
You're unfortunately, you trip and fall, and you break the star defensive end's leg.
Oh, man.
Okay. And big then deal. Then you're pass blocking, and you get into the pass blocking cut, and you go back, and you unfortunately you step on the quarterback's foot, and you break his foot, and they bring in the second quarterback, and he's not as good. That the team has an adequate season, but you, the offensive tackle, you go to the Pro Bowl.
Big problem.
That quarterback and that star defensive end are probably not going to be doing cartwheels because you got to the Pro Bowl.
Can I add to that analogy?
Because of the circumstances leading up to it, because so many things were messed up for your team. Does that make sense? Is that a good analogy?
It does. I would go a step further. I don't, and for me, I can only speak for myself. The Pro Bowl situation that you got, that my teammate got there, that is great. That's great for the show. It's great for the
team.
Yes,
it is. Right.
What I would be concerned with is that you either could choose to make it a one-day trip away from your team or two-day trip away from your team. And if it's dealer's choice and you choose two,
right,
you're really going out of your way to let down your team.
I understand. I feel like going to
Is that fair?
I feel like going to Facebook right now, but I'm not going to. I'm going to go to commercial break right now. That's what I'm going to do, and we'll come back with more fun. I've got a lot of questions about health today, including a particular vitamin that I'd like to discuss, and I'd also like to find out if anybody has watched this comedian Jim Jefferies, because even though I don't know the man personally, I smell a meltdown coming. Lots more on the Mike O'Mara Show coming up, and Rob, go ahead. Take the rest of the month. Thank you very much. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Ladies and gentlemen, we are just 5 days away from our first annual TMOS fundraiser. It's Sweep. Get it? Yeah, there it is. That's our little cryptic promo we have for you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, ladies and gentlemen. Brought to you by Liquid IV. I am drinking it right now. There is a new love in my life. It's called Liquid IV. Liquid IV is a non-GMO electrolyte drink mix that you simply add to a 16-ounce bottle of water. Or, in my case, this is a 30-ounce bottle of water, and it works just as well. Oscar's got it right now. Everybody on the show, and I am not exaggerating here, everybody, I have already ordered a month's supply of this. This is a brand new advertiser. They sent us out some samples. As soon as I put this into my water, which I've talked about how, you know, water is great, but I'm always challenged when it comes to hydrating. Now, Liquid IV is a non-GMO electrolyte drink mix that delivers hydration to the bloodstream faster and more efficiently than water alone. Plus, it contains 5 essential vitamins, including more vitamin C than an orange and as much potassium as a banana. Hydration is the key to feeling your best. It's vegan, it's free of gluten, dairy, and soy, and Liquid IV donates 1 serving to people in need for every order placed. Mm. This is kind of stretching the benefits of water. You can't complain with that.
Can't.
Whether you're an everyday athlete, a traveler, or a social butterfly that needs a little help bouncing back from the night before, you're going to love the convenient, delicious hydration of Liquid IV. I love Liquid IV, and I know you will too. Right now, our listeners can get 20% off. I'm going to sneeze. Thank you very much. 20% off at liquidiv.com when you use our code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order on Liquid IV's website. Go to liquid-iv.com and enter our promo code TMOS to get your savings and start getting better hydration. So don't wait. Get hydrated today. Visit liquid-iv.com, promo code TMOS. So if I can just button this subject up.
Oh, we're still talking about Rob?
I have to say this because I agree with listeners who said both you and I were probably a little rough on him with the schedule and all that. The only reason we have to be honest about it, right? We've been in the weeds for the last month.
Yeah, and we're getting out.
Technically, and we're getting out of the weeds.
We all have machetes. Rob just put his down.
It was just tough with the behind the scenes stuff,
and it's an effort.
It's been killing us.
This isn't just the regular toil with cables. This is an effort, and I think most listeners will see this with as the video presentation is growing, and you see our social presence. That when you see what we're creating, you're going to understand why we're working so hard to make it right.
Right. Right, exactly. And a lot of good new things happening.
Woo!
And we're very, you know, we're very, very, very happy with everything that's happened. And it's, you know, it's something that we are going to try to get better. And when you try to get better, the growing pain, sometimes it's difficult. And with, in particular, Rob, there were just a series of things where Rob is quality control for the last line of defense
QC.
For what you hear, what you hear on the show. So when that went south a little bit, it was very, very frustrating for us. And so that's where we were. And my mindset, I look, and people, I read about it all the time. You know, Mike seems to be, well, yeah, I understand that. I understand. I get it. I know how it works. But that's where we were at the same time. Is it something that the show is going to go off the rails because Rob takes a day or two up in New York? No. What it was just the timing of it. It's like, oh, now this on top of it. And it was something that...
try to take one day instead of two days. That's the root.
Why are you doing the one day, 2 day thing?
Because
you
know, that's... Because
you want his ass back in the studio.
No, because this is the problem. We will find out everything about everyone. That's what we do here, right? especially when you have another show involved with this project... They're gonna blabbermouth their way in the back room, and I'm gonna be bebopping around, and I'm gonna listen, and I'm gonna hear, and then
so
I'm
your
gonna...
feeling. Your feeling was this was he left Tuesday. He's there today. That's the 2 days. The Thursday, in your opinion, was not.
Thursday was a travel day, unnecessary. It's a travel day if you're coming from the West Coast. If there is a train leaving every hour from New York City to D.C., they'll get here in 3.5 hours.
I understand.
Make the effort to get here to work.
Let's go to...
No travel day from New York.
Thank you. We're going to Ireland. Let's take a call from Ireland to clean the palate right
now. Back to the phones.
Brian from Ireland, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good morning.
Good morning to you, too.
Oh,
hello there, Brian. Hello there. How are things in Ireland? Are you vacationing or do you live there?
Good day to you, gentlemen. I hope you've had a nice evening before now.
Put another strip on the bobby.
No, that's Australia. That's
Australia, you.
Brian, what are you doing and why are you calling?
Well, I just reminisced, and the other night I was... looking at something that was sent to me on YouTube, and it had Peter Jennings on it. And once I saw him, I couldn't stop laughing. And the reason why I couldn't stop laughing was a skit that you did when I was working down in Salisbury, Maryland. And it was to have to do with you all calling in to a show that he was on. And all that was said was, paint your bald spot.
Oh, that's ancient. That's not Peter Jennings. That's Larry King.
Oh, I thought that was Peter Jennings. But you did.
No, no, Brian, that's Larry King. A listener called in to the Larry King show, and Larry, it was known, or there were rumors around that Larry was using, I think it's called GLH, I remember the product, great looking hair, which was black spray paint, where a man would spray paint his bald spot to make it look like he had more hair. And some listener was busting his chops and calling into Larry, not Peter Jennings. Peter Jennings died.
Hair.
Well, at the time when that was going on, I worked in Salisbury. When I worked in a job that took people from Baltimore down to Salisbury, down to the local detention center. And my partner, we had you on 1300, and he's noticed that I had tears in my eyes.
That's a wonderful, fond memory. And now are you enjoying the podcast?
It just brings... it's just an extension of, you know, being from home, you know?
That's wonderful. That's great. And do you live in Ireland now?
Yeah, I've been living here since June of 2016.
And why did you become an expat, Brian?
I left, retired, and just the whole area was just changing too much. And plus, my pop died, and, you know, he's buried over here, and there's a place for me to stay and so forth. And I figured this, you know.
How do you like it? How do you like being over in Ireland? Are you enjoying your life over there?
I'm telling you, it's the weather is perfect for me. I mean, it's not like you're down in Florida or whatnot. I just can't take the humidity.
I'm glad you're enjoying it, and keep listening. Spread the word. We have some fans over in Ireland. Yeah. We appreciate that. Let's go to Dan in the great state of Maine. Dan, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show on Wide Open Wednesday.
Good morning, Radio God.
Good ball day.
Hey, I'm here too.
Is it foggy where you are, Mike?
It is. It's a very foggy gray day in Maine right now. What part of Maine are you calling from, Dan?
I'm in Portland right now, and the saying is as thick as pea soup.
Yep, pea soup fog.
Through pea soup.
I love it. I'll tell you something, Dan. I was saying this to my wife yesterday, and this was even the other night when we were going to the outdoor shower to get clean because we didn't have any hot water. I will tell you this, that when we haven't gotten a lot of it this summer, and so when we have it, it's one of the things that I just find so beautiful up here, the fog coming in off the ocean. It's really, it's just spectacular. It's one of the things you love. I love it almost as much as a sunny day. I really, really love the fog. It's spectacular, and it makes me glad I'm here. And I'm glad we got such a great following in Maine. I'm really glad that so many people are listening in Maine. Do you love the fog up here, Dan? If you're in Maine, you got to kind of accept
great.
It. Yeah,
it's great.
The best.
It's beautiful.
It's the best. Anything else?
The state?
We'll probably, I don't know. I'm not quite sure how long we're going to linger up here, but it's probably sometime in September. We'll be doing the Great Migration.
There's an opportunity coming up that you and Freights could take a part of.
Ooh.
Because it has to do with politics.
Yeah, he's talking about Chris Freights, which is my political persuasions partner.
Correct. And you too, and it could be a business expense. Because Stormy Daniels is coming to town, and you two could come and maybe do some investigation.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Hey, Dan, let me ask you this question. Would you happen to know the name of the venue where Ms. Daniels is going to be performing?
That would be PT Show Club in Portland.
Classy. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Rick in Concord, California. We usually get a song. Rick, you are on the Mike O'Mara Show. Wide open. Rick. Hi, Rick.
Hi. You know, I've been listening for a long time, you know, since the olden days on terrestrial radio.
Yes,
remember,
sir,
when you guys used to do Baba Booey, Baba Booey?
He was Peter Jennings. Yeah. That was wonderful. I love that. That's back when we used to have Jackie the Joke Man on the show.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Right. Actually, and then we replaced Jackie with Artie.
Right. I got to say, your current batch of interns is really an inspiration.
They are. They're the land of Mr.
Why do I feel? Why am I getting deja vu here? Why am I getting deja vu about you talking about the interns? I somehow am. I feel like another shoe. I feel like there's this giant other shoe that's going to drop. All right. Is there any? I hesitate to ask. Is there anything else, Rick? We got to move along.
Yes. Andrea's product, where he sits in that little tent at the desk.
Yeah. Yes.
I want to remarket this product, repackage it as the whack kiosk.
Okay, thank you. It's always something with that guy. It's always something. There he goes, the whack kiosk.
If we're being honest, there was some conversation offline about that. Be like, is he just using that for concentration? Because it's just creepy.
I understand, Bruce. That's our wonderful listeners. Wow. Wonderful Wide Open Wednesday. Thank you for all your phone calls so far today. They keep coming. We'll take a break, and I want to ask Oscar some health questions when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm Oscar Santana.
And I'm Todd Moore, and we're trying to bridge the gap between entertainment and
technology.
And we're doing it right now.
Yes, and we're much better than Rob Spiewak.
F you, Rob.
Listen to Tech 411. That's available on MikeO'MaraShow.com or find us on iTunes. Just search for Tech 411 Show.
More Broadcasting. For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Alexander Papp. Attention, NorCal. If you are thinking of buying a house or selling a house, you need to make sure that you find a great realtor, someone who'll be there for you, someone you can count on. You need Alexander Papp. Alex is a one-man show, and he does it all, so he's always available when you need him. He's been licensed since he was 18, so he's been at this a while. When you phone him, your call doesn't go to some call center. When you call Alex, he answers because you're calling his cell phone. Phone him, text him. He's ready to talk one-on-one and give you the attention that you deserve. By the way, our listenership out in Northern California is incredibly significant. This is a guy that reached out to us. We would love you to give him the business and support TMOS at the same time. You can phone him, and you can find Alexander Papp also on social media. But wouldn't you rather just pick up the phone and call him? Here's his number, 916-276-2129. Plus, he loves TMOS just like you. Alex Papp is licensed in the entire state, but focuses on Northern California, from Wheatland to Rockland to Auburn to Sacramento and everywhere in between. So if you need a real estate agent that will focus on you, call Alex at 916-276-2129. Alexander Papp, the real deal. We love the fact that we have listeners and supporters of the show that now want to get a taste of advertising on the Mike O'Mara Show. Let's get a big win for him. Licensed in California, BRE number 019-86031. Thank you, thank you, thank
when
you.
When I told Mike that, I was like, our numbers in Sacramento rival the numbers in D.C., he's blown away. And it's phenomenal that we have such a great following in California.
Yeah, it is. And it's been since we were syndicated out there on the old show. And it's always a thrill. I knew this when way back when we hopped on a plane and did an appearance out in Northern California. And I had never been chased by listeners. We got picked up in a car at the airport and we had two or three cars following us. This is back when we did a show at the Sacramento Valley Amphitheater.
I would kill for that experience.
It's amazing. It was, you know, it's fun how much, when you think about real celebrities and that they deal with this all the time. Mm-hmm. In fact, in news you may not need, we've got a cool Ray Liotta story that I want to share with everybody that's just very, very unique. It's really, really something when you think about the idea that you could go 3,000 miles across the country. And the stuff that you had always thought prior to syndication was tailor-made to a specific market, Washington, D.C., translated so well. It was very early in my career that I realized the shtick that we were doing, that Don and I were doing, could translate all over the country. And everybody would say the same thing. Every program, you'd get all the consultants that would say, oh, you know, your stuff really doesn't, that's so local when you're talking about people. No. People in California can relate to Dennis Murphy. It doesn't matter that Dennis Murphy lives in Maryland. It didn't matter that so-and-so lived in Virginia. It didn't matter that we were telling a traffic story about K Street or about the Beltway. Everybody in this country has their own issues. And back in the day, especially when you were local DJs that were branching out, that was when the whole syndication thing was beginning, and you know that people only thought that people like Casey Kasem could be syndicated. Yeah. They didn't think that people like us could be syndicated. And it would be the main question we would get from radio stations. Well, what are you going to do for the local thing? No, if there's a quirky local caller, we do that. And it's the same thing with the podcast now. We talk about the show originating from our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. We talk about our lives in Florida and Maine. Everything is the same. Everybody goes through the same experiences. I mean, you got a guy just 5 minutes ago, a guy from Ireland calling up right now and talking about this show has always translated, but it is still and will always be a thrill for me when we can do a show where someone that's calling from, you know, when you say that about California, yes. This show translates so well out there. And it's the reason I think that we sell out shows in Reno and we sell out shows in Las Vegas. And, I think before I die,
yes,
I'm going to make a commitment that I may do a show in Sacramento.
Wow!
There you go. I may do a show in Sacramento, but not if you keep bitching about me only giving Rob one day off. If you continue to do that, people starting meme threads about me. Thank you very much. Before we get to the health question, Oscar Santana,
yes.
I did receive contact from Marcus Serta.
Oh, my God. Personal contact?
Personal contact. He said he was traveling from Denver. And, Marcus, if you happen to be listening, it is Wide Open Wednesday. You could call. I said you didn't need to, but I'd just like to know. Here it is. The last time I went down there, it was wonderful. Marcus took me out, wined me, dined me. Then the discussion went to, well, next year we'll do it again. And how about you bring the whole family down? So the idea this time is that I'm bringing my wife and son down to Boston this weekend. And I said, well, at least don't, you know, you're not buying dinner. I will buy you dinner. I will treat. Now, with that said, then there was nothing said. And because I want to make sure it's okay, I have in the back of my paranoid brain, I have a thought that maybe this circumstances, whether it be he has to be in Vermont, whether it be a job related situation, that it might be problematic. And I want Marcus to know that, Marcus, your level of enthusiasm this time around, it's either the newness is worn off. We've pissed you off with some of our content on the show, or so I could be totally wrong, but I feel as though that, oh, that's Dustin from Los Angeles. That's not Marcus.
You're being put out.
I feel like there might be some difficulty.
Yes, that's you're putting him out.
And that's the way I feel. Listen, when Marcus and I went to the game last year, we had a perfectly good time. We really did. We went to a great restaurant, had a couple of pops. It was fantastic. And so last night, because I don't have enough stress in my life, my wife says, I don't want to go. I said, what?
Oh,
well, you're
God.
Making it sound. You're Carla. Making it sound. You're making it sound like it's such a difficult situation. I said, no. I said, I'm just not sure. The level of enthusiasm does not seem to be there. And I don't want to be imposing on someone and going to this thing. First of all, I've got a wife and a five-year-old. All right. My wife, who doesn't care about baseball, my five-year-old, where you could put him in, you know, in a jungle gym and just say the Red Sox won and he wouldn't know the difference.
We had
right?
a great time
so
at the game, son.
You've got me. The Red Sox are incredibly hot. They're white hot. And I think they lost to Baltimore last night, though.
They're still hot.
And so they're still very hot. So I'm conflicted because the level of if I am doing some, if this is difficult, it's going to be absolutely no problem if Marcus says to me, you know, pound sand on this particular thing. We can do it again. Let me go to L.A. Dustin from Los Angeles, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good morning.
Hey, Mike. It's Dustin, obviously. Heard my introduction there.
Yes, that's good.
Hey, I wanted to call and recommend a bluegrass band. I heard it in the letters yesterday from 2 days ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm listening to yesterday's show while I'm talking to you, I guess. There's a band called the Punch Brothers, and I'm actually going to see them at the end of August. I'm really looking forward to it. I've been rambling. I'm sorry. I'm more nervous than I was the last time I called.
That's all right. Don't worry about it, pal. Don't worry. No need to be nervous at all.
You're in the friend zone.
Going through the divorce in Los Angeles. I reached out to you guys maybe a month ago.
That'll rack your psyche. My first one was, I got through my first one okay. The second one kind of threw me for a loop-de-loop. And then, by the way, when you get a third marriage, if you happen to, and I wish you, you know, is this your first divorce that you're going through?
This is my second, so yeah.
Okay.
If I'm lucky enough, I'll get into that third time club, you know?
Well, you know, I got extremely lucky with number three. If she happens to stay with me for the rest of my life, I'll be very, very fortunate. And I will not remarry again. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. But, unfortunately, Dustin, you're going to carry the stigma of the three-time loser, for the rest. And, you know, Carl and I are coming up on our ninth wedding anniversary. Did you know that, Oscar?
It's coming up. I heard that a 10-year, when you get to a decade, you will work on your vows once again.
Well, you know, and we've been together, not married, we've been together for 50, it'll be 15 years. So that, that's the new record holder. But I remember it racks your psyche, Dustin. It really, really does. My heart goes out to you. So you're among friends here. Well, say what you need to say. Don't worry. Don't be nervous. Okay.
Well, I am very excited about going to this concert because I'm going to see this band, the Punch Brothers, based on a recommendation from a lady.
Woohoo!
We'll be going on a date, and I'm really excited about this. So I think you guys might like that band. You especially, if you're into those kind of instruments, they're all world class performers on their particular instruments.
Okay.
And the singer is, I want to say it's a MacArthur Fellow. Is that what that's called?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
We'll look it up. Yeah. Absolutely. Thank you.
All
man.
I know is when I'm continuing to think about Punch Brothers. And if the Punch Brothers showed up in any of your marriages, it's probably a good idea to get out of that marriage.
Yeah, it's a problem.
You were going to say something?
Yes. How old is this young lady? And how long have you been out of the dating scene?
I've been out of the dating scene for 8 years, and she is only 2 years younger than me, which is an improvement of the gap between the last one, which I'm already seeing the benefits of. It's nice to date someone a little bit closer.
Oh, man. Somebody has a little experience in life, probably is gainfully employed, doesn't need to be supported.
Pluses, yeah.
Or you could take up with somebody 21 years younger than you, and then you could lie about current events. That's the way that goes. Time to go to our favorite Brooklynite. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Pauly. Pauly!
Oh, Papa, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yes, I can, Pauly. How are you, my friend?
All right, listen. Let's get through some family business first. Do I need to make a visit to Vermont to a certain podcast studio, and instead of a horse's head, I'm leaving a pigeon and a ping pong ball?
No, I want to make it really clear, Pauly, that I am not. I'm just
We're not
concerned.
Putting a hit out on Serta.
I don't want to put the guy out. I don't want to put the guy out. It's fine. Everything is going to be wonderful. And Pauly, your promos are a delight. Thank you so much for sending those along. We're enjoying
Keep
those
coming.
A lot.
It is an honor. I got two things. Yes. First of all, I got my informants out there. HBO got Rob on lockdown. If there was a Speedwax sighting, I will let you know.
Right, Rob is in your neck of the woods, Pauly. He is actually in Brooklyn doing the show.
Yeah, we tried to do a meet and greet together, but he said the schedule is ridiculous, so we're going to try to do it next time. Okay, Mike.
Yes.
A couple of weeks ago, we're going to tell a story about a good-looking guy, Carla, and your jealousy, and it never happened. So maybe tomorrow or the next day you can do that story.
Well, let me tell you something, Pauly. I can do that story because it changes every day. Because it's every other hour it happens up here. And it's Carla and these fit people that are these New Englanders are hearty stock, Pauly. So it happens every other day, and I just live my life. And I don't have a computer chip behind her ear to keep track of her, but and she's with my kid all the time anyway. But I live in a paranoid, jealous world. Everybody knows that, and that's why they have threads on the fan page about that. Pauly, thank you very much for the call. We appreciate it. Still no word. From Marcus.
I did get a call from Jim Amato yesterday. Unfortunately, I was in the middle of a
Jim
meal.
Jim was concerned because we called Jim looking for Marcus, and Jim was driving into his work and didn't take the call because he didn't recognize the number. And he was very – Jim, you're all
fine.
Good. Everything is fine with the Mike O'Mara show. It's everything's A-OK. Now, Marcus, I guess, is back from Denver. And
wasn't the text something to the fact that said, if you want me to call, like, I can call if you want me to call. Not, hey, I'll follow up tomorrow because I want to make sure we're all on the same page type of call.
All right. Yesterday, 7:44 a.m.
Yes.
Me. Are we still go for July 28th? Yesterday, 9:26. Yes, we are. Sorry I missed the call. Traveling back from Denver today. I will call tomorrow if you want. I said, no problem. I'll touch base later this week.
Right. That's a prejudice call.
Okay.
Text. Oh, he's going to call right there? I love it.
I'm calling right now.
Direct from Maine.
I know how to do it.
To Vermont.
Just going to call him right now.
Does he answer the bat phone?
Three ringing.
Oh my god! Like you're a stranger, like you're a nobody.
Here we are.
Like he met you on Airbnb.
Hi, this is Marcus.
Oh man!
I don't know, Oscar. I don't want to be. I mean, I. What do you make of this? I really, and I mean sincerely. I am at. Well, let's take a break. We'll wrap this up. I've got more to cover on this show. We'll come back. It's nonstop. Think there'll be a thread about this on the Facebook page? I'm just trying to live my life. I'm just trying to live my life. I really am. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
The Bonus Show. A weekly flight into the shadowy world of a show that should not exist. Mike O'Mara, a forever young loner, except for working with Rob, Oscar, Pony, and a bunch of interns, on a mission to champion the helpless and innocent in a world of podcasters that operate above the law. Hit Turbo Boost at MikeOmaraShow.com and be Mike's kit. By the bonus show.
All right, thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages, the continuity department at the Mike O'Mara Show, ladies and gentlemen. Here's a hot tip for all you dads and grads out there. This year, tell your family what you really want. Graduates don't want a sappy card with a Red Lobster gift certificate tucked within. Those cheddar biscuits will never entertain you. High school and college grads want the TMOS bonus package. And for Father's Day, don't get Dad some useless gadget from Brookstone or worse, Sky Mall catalog. Is this from last year?
I think it is. Mike, I'll take care of it. I'll take care of it. Mike, I like this.
Hope that shoot goes well.
We're taking L's. Right.
We're taking L's.
We have started taking L's.
There is seriously. Oh, no. I could go on. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you for the one-year-old copy. I appreciate that. That's terrific.
Let's focus on Serta.
I know. We have to say. So I ask you sincerely if I'm putting, I get the impression that this is, and I'm not saying that he doesn't want to do it. I'm thinking it might be difficult because he's got to pull some strings to make it happen. That's what okay. I'm wondering. Okay. And again, this is a man who lived, breathed, and slept this show.
Mm-hmm.
Listened to every one of them. Was always engaged, and I think that ship has perhaps sailed. It happens with, let me explain, it happens when people are totally engaged, like turbo engaged, because there's a fine line between that and going, well, they expect more.
Okay.
But at the same time, we had such a good time last year, but then here we are again. He said, do you want me to call in tomorrow? I don't know if he's traveling. I don't know what he's doing. I'm just... What the hell's going on? Well, what is going
this,
on right
this
now?
I think you're hitting the nail on the head. I would love to tell you that you're wrong, you're paranoid, you're acting crazy, you're self-sabotaging, like you usually do.
Right. Thank you so much.
And I've said in the past, even when you had this big to-do about having another couple come to dinner with your family, where I said, look, you're actually in a great space because if you have another couple, that means that they're signing off on you.
That self-destructive paranoia.
Yes.
I kept it in check, and it ended up being. I don't talk about the good stuff. You know me. It ended up being an absolutely fabulous evening with lots of laughs, and I really should put in the good occasionally. I'm having the best time with my brother-in-law and my sister up here. We're really enjoying their company. Kathy has been so helpful to us, and we're enjoying that.
Yes.
So I throw the good in, and that night was a fabulous night.
This is different because my instincts say that while you calling him the day after you texted him feels like a scene from Swingers when that guy keeps on talking, calling the barista from Starbucks.
Where he's like, my motivations might surprise you.
I'm sorry. Now I have to break up with you. This is a 10th call. I know that you got the last message, but it's just not going to work out. I'm not ready for anything. Stop being this over. You're the hot chick. Stop being the needy.
But I don't want to hear that anymore. This is a purely logistical situation where because of the lack of communication, I feel as though when you're going to get together with somebody, I like lots of communication. I like seeing what's going on. It's a simple game. It's going to a simple game. We, said that we would reciprocate. I would reciprocate and take him out to dinner, and then we would go to the game.
When was the last time you guys touched base on this date?
That's probably, we do it via text, I believe. It used to be Facebook.
Because this is important to know.
Now it's text.
Because I need a roadmap to this mania.
Okay, the last time we touched base is when I went to see the Colburns.
Oh, and you stiffed him.
I did not stiff him. Yeah. It just didn't work out. Wanted to drop you a line and let you know that we were planning on going out in Burlington tonight, but everyone was gassed and my back is out, which it was. So we bagged it and are being boring and staying in. I think I told you I'd text you if we were out in Burlington. That's what I said.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know if you're in town or not. He said, thanks. Just got out of a movie with my wife. Now it's time for cocktails. Hope Ben and Jerry's was awesome. Hope you feel better and that the family's having a good time. Please give the Colburns my best. Perfectly
what about
civil.
The Red Sox?
I said, I will. Great to see you. See your beautiful state. See you next month. Looking forward to it.
Okay, that's so that Red is Sox confirmation. Right,
that's confirmation.
Yes.
Hopefully you were not bored here in Vermont. He's being funny.
Mm-hmm.
Then that was the last communication, which was a month ago, June 23rd. And then this is me being paranoid. I want what I'm not going to get. But at the same time, I don't know. It's like days like this on the show. Our connection is through this show, and he's not listening to the show. And he hasn't listened to the show, and he doesn't do the thing anymore. I'm starting to spiral out of control.
This is really entertaining. You're a friend of mine, but I need you to know this.
Yes.
That you're not easy to please. And because you're not easy to please, anybody that's a friend of yours, including Marcus Serta, should know better. When you
communication, being polite.
I know I tease you about you not coming to town, but when you come to town, frankly, it's a pain in the ass.
What do we do? What do you and
we
I do?
We communicate.
We communicate like frenzied communication.
Yes.
And what do we tell the guys that work for us?
Communicate.
That where is the greatest gap in what they
communication.
Do? And I'm talking about Mr. Spiewak and Mr.
Communication,
Blue.
Communication, yes.
It's the communication that is necessary because details get lost in the shuffle. Mm-hmm. But in this particular case, I'm fine. I just want to say, is it okay? Because the level of communication is not there. And to be honest, this is the God's honest truth here. I'd like to go. It'd be okay. But it ain't the end of the world if it's not. Mm-hmm. And with the lack of communication and the lack of engagement and, you know, with some of the discussions we've had where the last time he was featured on the show, he was bitching about me and blaming me for Tony Perkins.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering what's going on. What's, you know, is it really there? Because... You know, you and Rob, I know we joke about it, but we wonder about it, too. And now we've been, 9 minutes about talking about this?
Two days. Well, Serta. He two probably has this. His pants around his ankles.
So you think he would be sitting there just getting off on this?
He's like, those guys really need me.
I don't know.
And it's a power play.
Right.
It's a power play for him because you definitely want to go. And I know Mike well enough. If he did not want to go.
Well, throw my wife into the equation who said, I really don't want to go.
Well, because you're making her miserable because you're going through this mania off air. I'm sure that's pleasant for her.
Mania. It's not mania. Do
you think he's trying to stiff me, Carla? Is he stiffing me? What do you think?
So do you think I'm being, all right, I will ask you directly. I will shut the hell up about it. Do you think I'm being too needy about it?
I think that you have so much time on your hands that you're letting this take over your world.
What do you mean I have so much time on my hands? I don't travel very often. I did not ask for an insult. I asked for a clear assessment. I asked for a clear assessment of the situation.
I think... If you worry about this, you manifest a problem. If you were, hey, I need to know by...
Not sure if that was proper English.
That's fine. I need to know by Wednesday at 5 the details, or I can't go because I have to deal with kid care, my wife,
etc. The details are kind of on me because I am meeting him before the game.
Okay.
I said I would take him out to dinner, so that's kind of on me. All I would like, would be just And when the last communication,
if you want me to call, is a passive aggressive, classic Serta move that says, "Why are you being so needy?"
I will call tomorrow if you want.
How else are you going to know what's going on?
No prob. I'll touch base later this week. Sounds good. And then I thought and then he said, "Sounds good." I didn't like that exchange. Am I being hyper paranoid?
You know what I like doing for people? If I'm coordinating, I like sending them pictures of tickets, say, we're going to go. These are the tickets. Like a lot of fun, right?
I've been there before.
I like details. I like all of this. But I also know that when you go out with certain people, it's just respectful to show them that you're coordinating.
Right.
And you're one of those people. If you're coming to D.C., I know I got to call our friends up the street. I got to figure out, is Sarita going to get room?
That's a work thing.
Yeah, but
that
Mike,
is a work
a
thing, and that is a hotel.
You're a grown man. You should be able to book your own room. I'm willing to do it for you. You know what I mean? Salute to the Kimpton Hotel family who always takes care of us.
This is true. The Kimpton people are wonderful. That's the reason you do that. It's not because I can't book my own hotel. I've booked my own hotel plenty of times.
I will be your concierge when I need to be. No problem.
It's very nice. Yes. And I appreciate the respect.
Sir, so, take a page out of my playbook. Well, you treat him like a king, he'll treat you like a queen.
Don't you think it's tainted a little bit? I have to make it real clear. I'm not looking to have that level of, I'm not looking to have any smoke blown. I am thinking based on this kind of communication that maybe this is a problem. You know, this is a man that has stuff going on. He's got a lot of different stuff going on, and I want to make sure it's not too much of a hassle. He said, yes, we are. We're on. But it seems like there's that. You know when you get communication that seems like there might be a problem?
I know when people don't
want to
go. I know.
It doesn't sound like it sounds like there might be a problem.
Yeah.
Not that he doesn't want to go, but that there might be a problem. That's what I'm dying to hear.
What
about. We've got a couple of
what
days.
Are the problems?
You know, we got two more days.
He doesn't get access to the Comcast suite. He can't get the three tickets.
That's okay, though. All that's okay. He's taken me to a game at a fabulous little suite. I had a fantastic time. He took me out to dinner. It's beautiful. I would have no bad blood
at
all.
He's mad at you for dissing him in Vermont.
I don't think that's the case either. I think that maybe the dissing about the Tony Perkins thing, which has happened in between, might be a problem.
Yeah, but I thought we got over that.
Well, but
at the
same time...
And if anybody, you should be mad at me. Be mad at me, not Mike.
I'm really not mad at you. I'm not mad at you.
No, not you. Serta should be mad at me. That's
well, maybe,
fine.
You know, I work with you guys, so we'll have to wait and see. We'll have to wait and see what's happening with that. I don't know. And, you know, he has been a complicated relationship for quite some time. Would you agree with that?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
If this was a woman in my life that I was dating, she would be banned from all corporate functions.
Okay.
Because you never know when the landmine's going to go off.
Very good. All right. Well, we're going to take a break now. And thank you very much that psychological counseling. still no word from him, by the
way. No word.
Day two. I'm going to call him one more time before we go.
You know what? Break up with him this time, though.
No, I'm not going to break up with anybody. I want to know what's going
on. Cancel on him before he cancels on you.
I don't feel like doing that.
But how about you play the wounded...
I'm not, though. I'm not. I just want to know if it's difficult.
Okay.
If it's been difficult.
This is so great.
And I'll be as nice as I can
be. Please.
In fact, I'll leave a nice message. That's all. And because we're going to get a message again.
Man.
Because he's traveling again.
Or just, you know, waking up, starting his day.
Let me see what's going on. I'll be sweet. I'll be kind.
Jet lag.
I'll be... Nice.
Hi, this is Marcus from MC Media. Please leave your name and number after the tone, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Be nice and gentle. Marcus, Mike O'Mara, what the f***? All right, thank you very much. Let's take a break, and let's take a little break, and then hopefully he'll respond to that. Anyway, we'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show with news you may not need, everybody.
In four. Intelligence, irreverence, political persuasions.
Hey, it's Chris Frantz with Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I talk about the Helsinki incident. President Trump creating a moral equivalency between American intelligence and Putin's denials. Have we finally hit rock bottom? Is the president a traitor? Tune in, find out.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Everyone knows that Amazon is the best. You're probably shopping there right now. If you need it, Amazon has it. Just make sure you access Amazon.com through the TMOS website. Today's Amazon purchase of the day, let me tell you about it. It is the Lego Fire. Oh, you have it.
Yeah.
Okay. I was just covering your
rock
butt there.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
What is today's
still learning Rob's soundboards?
Besides my Lego Fire
But shirt. I know the purchase of the day. It's actually perfect timing because it's HP printer paper.
Yay.
You can buy all the printer paper you want. And this one is 2,500 sheets, 5 ream for just $25.98 delivered to your house or your office. When you think about TMOS, think about Amazon, think about your office, buy your supplies through our link on the site.
Everybody, Amazon really does have everything. You can find the printer paper and more at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Remember, the only way that you can ensure that we get credit for your purchase is to access Amazon through our website. And we thank you. Thank you very much.
News.
Boo. Yesterday, Demi Lovato ended up in the hospital after an apparent overdose. Early reports said that it was heroin, but now TMZ claims it wasn't. There's no word on what else it might have been. Last night, her rep said that she was awake and with her family. I don't think anybody's ever been this public about her battles. You're hearing about this all the time. Police were called to Demi's house a little before noon, but a source says that Demi and the other people were uncooperative and wouldn't tell officers what she took. Do we have our little...
I didn't want to mess up.
No drugs were taken from the house, so there's not likely to be a criminal investigation. Demi was treated with Narcan, which is a drug that counteracts opioid overdoses, but Us Weekly says it was actually one of Demi's friends who administered it. Supposedly, they were expecting this because she was partying too much. The night before her overdose, she was out in West Hollywood celebrating a friend's birthday. And here's the part that I find a little strange with this story. She announced her relapse last month.
Mm-hmm.
It's just I'm going to relapse and announce it with the release of a song called Sober.
Yeah, I listened to that song. And this is strange, and I feel like I was a little out of touch. I thought Demi Lovato, because we've heard about
Hold on a second. We're getting a call.
Excuse me.
Hold on just a second.
I'll take the news stager off.
Hey, Marcus, can you call our 800 number? Mark, well, hold on. I got to put
no
on.
Worries.
Hey, Marcus, can you call the 888 number? Hello?
Oh, did you just hang up?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I hung up on him, but I think he's calling.
Maybe he's just going to call the show now.
We'll see what happens. Okay. You were talking about Demi
Lovato. I said that we've heard about her, and she's been in the news for so long that you forget that she's just about to turn 26. She's 25, you know?
Yeah,
it's so young.
It's just strange. It's a strange thing where they actually, you know, go out of their way to let you know that they're relapsing. So, you know, I wish her the best. It's just it seems like it's public consumption and it's kind of weird, right? We all know that approaching William Shatner in public is a no-no, but some celebrities actually dig it, like Ray Liotta. He says, quote, "People ask if it bothers me, and not at all. An actor does it because they love what they are doing. All you're doing is playing pretend for a living. There are people out there in the industry who, for some reasons, are all pretentious about it. I mean, you're effing acting. That's it. As much as it is a great fun thing to do, that doesn't change the fact that you are playing a child's game as an adult. It's a pretty good gig. So if you see Ray Liotta out there, you go ahead
and just say
hi to him. And there he is. All right. Here we have Marcus sort of calling in right now. All right. Let's get him on. Marcus.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
All right.
I'm 2 hours behind, so it's a little earlier for me than it is for you. So,
where are you?
I'm in Colorado. I'm in Colorado Springs at the moment.
Oh, okay. So you were in Denver, so you really are 2 hours behind.
Yes. I was here for some business, but we got stranded here because of flight cancellation, so we came down to Colorado Springs to stay overnight. I'm staying on a beautiful resort that's overlooking a beautiful golf course that you would love.
Okay. All right. Well, I was just talking about the trip this weekend, the Red Sox thing, and it seems like it might be a problem.
Okay. Why?
Because it sounds like the way you sound right now is the way you've been communicating with me.
Well, we haven't talked in a while, so I don't know how that's the case. I mean, there's been no problem as far as I'm concerned. It's on
I didn't know whether it was trouble getting the suite or anything like that.
No, I've got tickets in hand. We're ready to go. The only thing that we needed to work out was where we wanted to meet for dinner, and that as far as I was aware, you were making that call because obviously you need to consider what you need to do with the family.
Right, exactly. Yes, Oscar, you wanted to say something?
Marcus, hey, it's
your
old buddy, Oscar. I know Mike can be a handful, right? You know that as well. Right?
Okay.
Okay.
He's not usually for me, but go ahead.
Okay, well, that's a nice save on your end. He is, and I would say... When someone is a handful, they need constant communication, and... With Mike, he's been tailspinning for the last 2 days while you've been vacationing at the beautiful resort with a wonderful golf course. We have to deal with this. Does he want to go? Does he have the tickets? And by we, I mean the listening audience. So we ask you kindly, please send him an itinerary, send pictures of the tickets, pretend like you want to hang out with him.
We did it last year. I just,
if I was in the office right now, you would have had a picture of them in hand.
I went with you last year. I know where we're going to be. Yeah. I know where we're going to be. Exactly. I just wanted to make sure that it was okay for the little guy and my wife, who are also coming along.
Oh, absolutely. No, that was a given. We set that up a long time ago that was going to happen. We worked this all out. So as far as I was concerned, all that was taken care of. Nothing to be concerned about. Just pick where you want to have some dinner, pal. You know, let's not make this difficult.
Pal?
It's early, Mike. I'm sorry. I forgot to use your highness.
You know what, Marcus? Let's do it another time.
Okay.
Let's just do it another time. What do you think?
Your call. I've got the tickets. Yeah. I'm not stressing over anything.
I'm not either. I'm not stressing at all. It's Carla's feeling sick.
Okay.
Okay. Bye. All right. Very good. Right?
Oh man, I've been wanting this for so long already.
Your call, pal. Hey, F you, dude. Honest to God, that just felt really bad. I was not expecting that. I was expecting it to be perfectly
from
okay.
The text.
Yeah.
It's not hard to be a human being and show some emotion. You clearly don't have a problem doing that on Rob and Joe.
Yeah. Exactly. That's the way I look at it. So I'm sorry.
It's over.
I mean, I felt that vibe for quite some time.
Passive aggressive.
Right?
Pal, I'm not stressing about anything.
I swear to God, I was 5 seconds away from, saying, hey, okay, we'll see.
Yeah, but then
now it just feels weird. It just feels totally weird. It feels just creepy. It feels creepy. It feels like there's an edge there.
You know?
If there's not, there's not. But I don't think your call is like saying, hey, I don't care. I don't care one way or the other. Right?
This is the same. And look, maybe he's built that way. But when he said we gave him all the facts about when he accused us of doing something we didn't do, and he was speaking out of school, he in that same manner said, well, I'm sorry you feel that way. There was no there must have been some miscommunication. It's no ownership of, hey, my bad. I've just been crazy busy. This is how easy this could have gone. Mm-hmm. Oscar, you're an a-hole. You have no idea what's going on. My bad. It's been crazy. We're just this is some downtime for us. Apologize for the lack of communication. We're absolutely going. It's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait to see you Saturday. Send me the details for the restaurant. We'll be there. I'll be on time. Boom.
It wasn't like that.
No.
Not even close to being like that.
It was, I'm doing you a favor.
My instincts were accurate.
Oh, yeah.
My instincts were accurate.
Yeah.
I want to go hang out with somebody. Did we have a good time? Yeah, we did. I laughed that he was bitching about Rob the whole time. He was doing anti-Rob shtick, and I talked about that. That was pretty much it. At the same time with some of the issues, I don't get it. I don't understand it, but it's kind of a courtesy type of thing. That's it. I had to make that call. That was completely spontaneous.
Weird.
I did not expect that. I truly did this. Oh my God, we've run out of time.
Yeah.
We didn't even get time for news you may not need. Hey, you and I create an interesting dynamic when we do this show.
Quite the edge.
That's it. I will not be traveling to Boston this weekend. I'll tell my sister her house is available. So that's it.
Just be nice.
Yeah.
Being nice gets you so much further in life.
I don't know. I just had to do that. Sorry, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. If you have a message for our Tuesday mailbag, send it to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Mailing address, TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Remember, voting is the engine of freedom and democracy and requires your participation. Please remember to register and vote. It really does matter. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us for the best part of your day. The Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
Ciao, ciao, Serta.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.